This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Sirens wailed across Tel Aviv and Israel, sending people for cover on Monday night as the country's defense system intercepted rockets. Meanwhile, in the Gaza Strip, there were multiple blasts over the enclave and large plumes of smoke around sundown as Israel continues to pound the area 6 weeks into the war on Hamas. Israeli forces have seized wide areas of the north, northwest, and east of Gaza City, the Israeli military says. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. A group of prematurely born babies from Gaza's Al-Shifa Hospital were evacuated to Egypt for urgent treatment on Monday. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder has more.
A first group of 28 premature babies was evacuated on Monday and taken for urgent treatment. The babies have captured global attention since images emerged of them lying side by side on beds after their incubators were switched off for want of power. When doctors at Al-Shifa first raised the alarm, there were 39 babies. 8 have since died. Israeli troops are searching for what they say is a vast Hamas tunnel network built beneath the hospital.
Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder. A relative of a hostage captured by Hamas said late Monday that Israel's top officials told him and other families of the captives they won't prioritize their release over defeating Hamas. Yudi Gorin, whose cousin is in captivity in Gaza, was one of several family members of hostages who met with the war cabinet, including Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. He told reporters they heard that taking down Hamas and bringing the hostages home are equally important, adding it's incredibly disappointing after being told it could take months or years, and it's going to take a long time. This is VOA News. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin made an unannounced visit to Ukraine. Austin arrived Monday to make a high-profile push to keep money and weapons flowing to Ukraine, even as U.S. and international resources are stretched by the new global risks raised by the Israel-Hamas conflict. Austin traveled to Kyiv by train from Poland. In Kyiv, he met with President Volodymyr Zelensky, Ukraine's defense minister and chief of staff, and announced the U.S. would be sending an additional $100 million in weapons to support Ukraine. Austin says Ukraine's effort to defeat Russia's forces matters to the rest of the world, and U.S. support will continue for the long haul. Mali's military government won't allow activists to assemble and protest unprecedented power cuts, the worst Mali has experienced in recent history. Annie Reisenberg has more from the capital, Bamako.
For Amadi Diko, the issue goes further than just electricity supply. He considers access to electricity and other basic services a barometer of social justice. Diko and other fellow activists organized a march calling for the resolution of the electricity crisis. The protest was supposed to take place last Friday. Citing security concerns, the military government denied the group the right to march. The group has also demanded that the government organize timely elections. Last year, the government announced that elections would take place in February 2024, but in September said the vote would be canceled for what it called technical reasons. Annie Reisenberg, VOA News, Bamako, Mali.
Argentina's president-elect Javier Milei said Monday it could take between 18 and 24 months to bring Argentina's rampant inflation under control as he outlined his plans to reform the country. Milei won a resounding victory in Sunday's presidential election, trouncing economy minister Sergio Massa by 12 points with a pledge to halt decades of unbridled state spending and, quote, end the decline of Argentina. U.S. President Joe Biden has honored a White House tradition that unofficially kicks off Washington's holiday season. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Congratulations, birds.
On the South Lawn, the president pardoned two turkeys from Minnesota named Liberty and Belle.
These birds have a new appreciation of the word let freedom ring.
And it wasn't a big day just for them.
It's my birthday today, and they can actually sing birthday music.
The president joked he was not at the first White House turkey event 76 years ago. He's now 81, the oldest American chief executive, and with his age becoming an issue as he seeks re-election, poked fun at himself.
It's difficult turning 60. Difficult.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
And I'm Joe Ramsey.